Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody might be out there watching you watch them. Welcome to another eye-opening edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio, streaming out live to our bunker just north of Toronto on the World Wide Web Blog Talk Radio. This is a live phone-in show. You can reach us live at the studio at area code 646-668-8269, or you can join us in our real-time chat room where tonight we're talking aliens and shapeshifters and aliens that might live among us. This is a very special edition of Cosmic Horizons because we did locate Professor Nikos, and he's been eluding the public for many years, and we happened to track him down, the Cosmic Horizons radio staff, and we have a very interesting show planned for all you Cosmic Horizons radio listeners out there talking about aliens, and they just might be beside you. So I'd like to welcome Professor Nikos to the show. Welcome, Professor.
James, I'm happy to be back and with you, and I have lots of things to share with you. I just hope we have the time.
Well, the Cosmic Horizons radio staff had a hard time tracking you down, and we finally got a hold of you and you are residing in places that I don't even know about, so this is a very exclusive interview for Cosmic Horizons Radio.
Yes, that's for sure.
Well, Professor, we're going to talk a little bit about aliens and shapeshifters, but a lot of interesting things are happening, especially with Trump and North Korea. And recently, North Korea did an in-ground explosion of a hydrogen bomb that actually wracked certain parts of Japan. In your opinion, after reviewing or researching a lot of data that you are privy to, what is your conclusion that just might happen with this North Korea leader and Trump? Do you think there might be a full-scale escalation of World War III involved?
There is absolutely no reason why there should be another war. North Korea is not a threat to anyone. The number of defensive nuclear weapons that North Korea has numbers an estimated number of between 4 to 6, and the United States has in the tens of thousands of nuclear devices. And any country in the world, including North Korea, has the right to defend itself. And so far, it's the Americans that have been provoking North Korea. And one thing that I should also mention to put things in context is before World War II, Imperial Japan actually occupied the Korean Peninsula, and they massacred millions of people while they were occupying this land. When Japan was defeated by the Americans after they dropped two atomic bombs, North Korea regained its independence. And unfortunately, a few years later, the Americans and the United Nations forces overthrew the government, invaded Korea. It was one country at that time, and literally butchered millions of Koreans. Okay. Now, the war didn't officially end. There was a truce. And so the tension between the West and North Korea still exists to this day. And when you lose about several million of your population from American aggression.
Mm-hmm.
you would actually find means to defend yourself. Well, here's something very ironic. The North Korean leader negotiated with Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, and he was able to get nuclear weapons, okay, with help, scientific help that we provided North Korea. Anyways, now that they have these few nuclear weapons, which are really no threat to anyone because they still don't have the delivery means to send these nuclear weapons out to targets like North America, for example.
Right.
Though they can hit American installations in Guam and also some of our allies like in Japan. But nevertheless, since the Korean War ended, okay, how many people or countries or did North Korea invade? Zero. Since the end of the Korean War, how many people were killed or countries invaded or overthrown by the Americans? Almost 100. Okay. So who is the real threat now to world peace? So I just think that what the Americans should do is leave Korea alone, okay, and just continue to do other important things by diverting attention to much more important things for the American people rather than starting World War III.
Well, mentioned that they should divert their attention to a lot of other things. Maybe they should start diverting their attention to a lot of the UFOs that's been spotted. Now, UFOs has been spotted around a lot of war-torn countries, as you know, Professor. And there is proof that, we talk about going to Mars, we talk about going to the moon, which I believe here in Cosmic Horizons Radio was a total fake. That we never even reached the moon, but now we want to go to Mars. What about the presence of aliens? Now, Nikos, that there is no actual evidence of actual alien activity. It's all hearsay, I would say, with no solid facts. Is there any solid material, Professor, that you have seen anywhere that actually says the aliens are here right now?
Definitely. They have been here since the beginning of time. Every culture, every generation in the past, except for this one, has accepted of the fact that beings from the heavens have actually come down to Earth and have interacted with different civilizations, with kings, people in authority, and things like that, passed on knowledge. Here's what I find really, really puzzling, okay? This is the only generation in human history that has actually discovered planets outside of our own solar system. So far, they number over 3,000, but extrapolating, we estimate that there's probably about 10 planets around every star in our galaxy. And there's about 200 billion, approximately 200 billion stars in our galaxy. So 10 times that, we're talking about 2 trillion stars, worlds that can actually be used either which could be homes to other civilizations or living organisms or whatever, or have already been occupied as bases, way stations during interplanetary or interstellar missions that they might have, right? Now, even though my colleagues now accept and actually believe that there's millions, if not trillions, of life forms and civilizations out there, okay, they claim that there's no possibility that they have already reached and made contact with us here on Earth, which is like totally ridiculous and counter to the actual documentary evidence that we have. Even our president of the United States, Hillary Clinton, the wife of Bill Clinton, who tried to actually reveal, make public the information that we have, that we've We've actually been, working with aliens, entities, not one alien civilization, but dozens, okay, here on this earth. Something that was self-evident and to other cultures and other civilizations in the past, okay? For example, even the Roman Catholic Church, it mm-hmm. has accepted that beings from the heavens have actually interacted with people here on earth throughout human history. This is just one example, okay? Every culture accepts it as a self-evident truth that there is beings out there, but beings that have already come here and made contact with us. Now, what is the interesting thing is that even though we now know that there's maybe up to 2 trillion planets or worlds in our galaxy and civilizations, generation that refuses to accept that they have already made contact with us. And through my connections with government scientists, not only within Canada, but in other countries, we are actually collaborating with these entities in secret. Both our governments and the entities want to keep this secret. But I don't think it should be kept secret because, like I mentioned earlier, there's not just one alien civilization here on this earth. There's many of them. And James, the disturbing thing is some countries, such as the United States, are working with entities that are actually at war with other entities from mm-hmm. other worlds. Unfortunately, the entities that the United States is working with are not entities that like human beings, okay? And what I'm saying right now might seem very ridiculous, okay? But Hillary Clinton, who was running for president, mm-hmm. Spoken to us, and she promised that, once she becomes president, she will actually make this information public. The fact that there is an alien presence on this earth and that we have been alien entities in various capacities, for decades, if not generations, unfortunately, though, there are individuals within the government that probably would have prevented her, just like they prevented her husband, Bill Clinton, from revealing, from making public disclosure, like making this information available to us. Why? Well, here is the disturbing thing, okay? A lot of these entities that they're working with are not nice entities, okay? They would actually like to overthrow and take over this planet and take over, overthrow our people and things like that. They're the ones that actually... you've heard of alien abductions, right?
Absolutely.
Here in Toronto.
Sorry to cut you off there, Nick, but it seems you mentioned Hillary Clinton. Now, when I look through a lot of the Wikipedia and some of the stuff on the internet where you can believe or not believe, it shows there's a lot of government leaders that could be shapeshifters, reptilians, and one of the person you mentioned. Supposedly, according to some of these sources here, is Hillary Clinton. And what better way for her to reveal UFO disclosure if she's involved as a shapeshifter?
Okay. I'm not making any claims that Hillary Clinton or anyone else for that matter is a reptilian being, or a shapeshifter, as you call them, But mm-hmm. they do not present themselves the way that they really are, okay?
That's right.
And again, what I'm going to mention here on the phone is highly controversial, but it can easily be backed up. One of the things that aliens do, the evil aliens that abduct, are permitted to abduct human beings, They use them for experimentation. Sometimes they'll actually be used to harvest organs. Sometimes they will be sexually abused, right? And it is no coincidence, in my view, that Hillary Clinton and all these other people that are working together with these entities are actually working with not alien beings that came over, from Alpha Centauri, let's say, to do experimentation or to help mankind, physically abuse us, sexually abuse us, torment us, and they're working against, the fact that we're actually living on this planet, a planet that they want to actually have for themselves.
But there's a lot of speculation that a lot of people say, I don't know how true, you've been a professor and you've dabbled in different laws, such as law of physics. A lot of people say we're living in a holographic universe and we're only simulations in a matrix. Do you believe any of that third, fourth dimension, and we're actually living in a holographic universe and we're all just simulations in a big, I would say, big vacuum we like to call the matrix? And Mr. Nick has dropped off the air. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but these things happen when you're going live on the air. I do apologize about that. And sometimes gets controversial. We do not know where Professor Nikos is. We're going to try and get him back for the last 10 minutes of the show. In the meantime, we have to pay the bills on this next part.
Was Joseph McCarthy the talking puppet of Illuminati bankers? And what are those mysterious sounds coming from the sky? Satisfy your curiosity. Visit your nonfiction source for all suppressed and conspiratorial information, conspiracyculture.com. Books, magazines, DVDs, and special events. Conspiracy Culture, Queen Street West, Toronto, east of Roncesvalles. The bookstore for free-thinking Canadians.
Welcome back to Cosmic Horizons, and we have Professor Nikos back on the line. Welcome, Professor. I guess we're saying a few controversial things that the powers to be are shutting us down.
Well, in the past, when we have actually done similar shows together, the entire radio station shut down. So this is nothing new. But this time, I think it was just maybe some sort of technical glitch, either at the station or on my end. But
yes, and you do sound like they're trying to interfere with the signal again, Professor. Maybe, just try it again. We'll carry on a bit of the interview, but it does sound like they're kind of jumbling the phone line. But we'll continue the conversation and go off where we left off about Hillary Clinton and probably the powers to be in government working with the aliens.
Hey, James, can you hear me? Because you're breaking up a little bit. Hello, James.
Yes, I'm sorry, Nick, but the phone line is bad, and I don't think we – are you okay now?
I'm very sorry, but I hardly hear your name, James.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to cancel this phone call, Professor, because I think this phone is being jumbled around and we just can't get the connection. You're living in identity in places unknown, so we'll try and contact you again. You want to try one more time?
I'm at home right now. You can contact me there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. We're going to have to let you go, Professor, and we're going to try and get you back on another edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio. If you want to give us a call back, we got about 8 minutes left in the show. We'll try and reconnect you. We'll try and reconnect if you want to phone back in.
Okay. Where I am right now, there is some thunderstorm activity that I've started. This is the reason. But I'll hang up now, and I'll come back.
Well, these things happen when we talk about aliens and shapeshifters and, you know, and aliens living among us. You know, in pursuit of evidence that life arose on Earth more than once, scientists are searching for those microbes that are radically different from all unknown organisms. Now, the origin of life is one of the greatest unsolved problems of science. Nobody knows how, when, or where life originated. About that, all we know for certain is that microbiology life has established itself on Earth about 3.5 billion years ago. So the presence of aliens or extraterrestrial beings is a very real thing. And actually, we did a show a little while ago about aliens and demons. And as Professor Nyko says, there are good entities out there and there are bad entities out there. And sometimes the bad seems to work against the good, and we're not too sure who's going to triumph against this. And as the professor mentioned, we have gained a lot of alien technology, government, that they don't allow to the public, such as a military operation called DARPA, who they say is a secret cooperation with the government and other entities to create such weapons to supposedly help mankind, but the jury is out on helping mankind. We have the professor back. Welcome back, Professor. You got everything all cleared up?
Yes, I can hear you now. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, I can hear everything okay. You know, as we mentioned before, it's not the first time the powers to be started shutting us down as soon as we reveal just a small factor of letting the people actually think for themselves that there just might be shapeshifters out there and them working with not the good entities, not the good ETs.
Well, there are people that are aligned with the dark side. Let's put it that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is a war, a cosmic war going on, and we're living on a planet that is occupied by forces of evil and forces of good. This is something that our past generations, our ancestors, even our parents knew about and accepted. It's just that this generation is the only one that's being blinded by this truth. It's mm-hmm. being censored, so they don't know, in fact, what's happening. But a lot of the things that are happening in this world, geopolitical, financial, weather-wise or whatever, you know, a lot of it has a direct connection to this cosmic war that's going on. And it's a war that is not necessarily being fought with bombs and guns and things like that, but it's actually being fought at a higher level, you know, spiritual level, you know. I don't want to get into too much details, especially, you know, when sharing information with your audience who may not mm-hmm. Be familiar with or even accept some of the things that, you know, that I'm saying. But in any case, the people that are in power
are very much aware, very, very much aware of the realities. And pacts have already been made. And like I said, unfortunately, certain countries, including the United States, are not working with the forces of light, but they've turned to the dark side. And this is why Hillary Clinton, even if she was elected president, she would be prevented from revealing the truth, because the truth is classified much higher than, according to one of my colleagues, a Canadian scientist, Wilbur B. Smith. He actually, wrote a memo, a top secret memo that I was able to find in the public archives. It was written in the 1950s, but it says that this whole subject on flying saucers is even higher classified than the hydrogen bomb, which at that time was not even detonated, And he also mentions in this memo that there's a spiritual element, okay, like a psychic element to this thing. And this is what sometimes makes people, fellow scientists like myself, cringe and avoid the subject. But there is very much a spiritual element to this, and it is very real and very dangerous. And as far as an alien presence here on this earth, there is more than one. But fortunately, there are also the good guys, I call them. Mm-hmm. And in the past, we would identify some of these beings that came from the heavens, not as aliens or ancient astronauts. We would call them demons or angels. Okay, so I'm not suggesting that all aliens, demons or angels, because there's more than one alien presence that we are aware of here on this earth. But nevertheless, just like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are opposing each other, and they're both Americans, just like the entities too, they're also polarized because they have different agendas and different points of view. So I hope I didn't say too much that would turn off.
No. And we got about 2 minutes left in the show. And I said a little bit earlier on that I like to remind the listeners out there, the views of the show does not reflect the views or opinions of Blog Talk Radio, of my host, or of my guest. This is a pure entertainment show. So I introduced a little theory about DARPA and how the U.S. government works with DARPA, and it's supposed to be for the good of mankind, but there's conspicuous allegations of what DARPA is really involved with and how it's doing a secret black op mission, which is kind of not really revealed to the public.
Yeah. Well, if I can mention quickly, I have actually worked for DARPA on a special funded project to detect nuclear explosions all over the world. They actually are a funding agency that actually provides money for special researchers like me engaged on important projects, familiar with all the projects that DARPA is involved in, but a lot of them have military applications, and unfortunately, many of the projects that are funded, the benefits never find their way to the public. They remain secret. I can't say anything more than this.
Right. Well, we're just about wrapping up the show, Nick, and we hope to have you on another edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio, and we're going to get a bit better connection as a one-on-one, and hope the forces to be don't shut us down again like they usually do.
Yes, and in a half hour, there's only so much we can cover anyways, And hopefully we've whetted the appetite of our listeners so they can maybe tune in to a later show and maybe call in and ask specific questions that I might be able to answer for them.
Right. Thank you very much, Professor. We'll get you on another edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio. Thanks for coming on the show, Nick.
Yeah, thanks very much, James. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. You've been listening to Cosmic Horizons Radio on the Blog Talk Radio system. As remember, someone out there is always watching you. Watch them. Until next time.
Was Joseph McCarthy the talking puppet of Illuminati bankers? And what are those mysterious sounds coming from the sky? Satisfy your curiosity. Visit your nonfiction source for all suppressed and conspiratorial information, conspiracyculture.com. Books, magazines, DVDs, and special events. Conspiracy Culture, Queen Street West, Toronto, east of Roncesvalles. The bookstore for free-thinking Canadians.